Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you'll continue to do God's will. Then you'll receive all that he has promised. There's a wonderful prayer which runs, O God, grant me the courage to change what I can, the patience to endure what I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. In all our lives, there are many things which we are powerless to change, but God wants to give us the patience to live with them. That's far more easily said than done, because as we all know, patience is extremely hard work. We'd all like to see an instant removal of the problems and difficulties of life, and the news that we need to live with them is the last thing we want to hear. But the writer to the Hebrews knew that his readers needed to learn the language of patience. We cannot be sure exactly what challenges they were facing, although we know that they had to face recurring waves of persecution, and they were living in a society that was fundamentally opposed to their Christian values. John Chrysostom, one of the great leaders of the early church, said that patience was the queen of virtues. It's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and is therefore closely related to all the others. Where you find patience, you will find love, joy, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They all live together, because they're all the result of the Holy Spirit taking control of our lives. Without the Holy Spirit's inspiration and strength, we're on our own, and patience is just sheer hard work. But when we live in partnership with the Spirit, he enables us to discover the wonderful gift of patience. I suspect that you, like me, have learnt most about patience from seeing people live it out. I think of people who've lived with disabilities, with sick relatives, or with a difficult employment situation and challenging domestic situations. There was often nothing they could do to change their situation. They just had to live with it. And I thank God for their resilience, smiles, and positive attitude. Only a miracle could bring about that kind of patience. And we all need to pray for that miracle. So let me ask you a question. Who has helped you to understand the blessing of patience? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive our impatience and help us in the power of your Holy Spirit to find the wonderful gift of patience. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.